Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
You know how they say good fences make good neighbors? Well, today we're diving into a story that takes that idea and kind of flips it on its head. We're talking about a firsthand account, and let me tell you, it sent chills down my spine. Hopefully I'm not the only one.
What's so fascinating about this case is how it really gets at that primal fear we all have. You know, the fear of the unknown, the uncontrollable, right there next door.
Absolutely. It's unsettling how quickly that comfortable bubble can burst, right?
Right.
So our source material today is this chilling personal account, and it details life next door to, well, a property that seems to operate on the fringes, let's say.
And fringes might be putting it like...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Picture this. A dilapidated camper just shows up one day, and it's parked right there in this quiet suburban neighborhood. The kind of camper that just screams, I've seen things, you know.
There's a reason why we get so unnerved by those one-down properties. It signals something's off. A disregard for the rules, maybe. It creates this underlying tension because you just don't know what to expect.
Right, like a crack in the facade, and you're dying to see what's behind it. So, in this case, what's behind it? Well, a group of people that are about as unsettling as that camper.
Described as almost ghoulish, which immediately sends up red flags.
Totally. There's this ringleader, gaunt, clearly struggling, and he's got a real knack for directing his anger at our narrator. Then you've got this other guy, always tinkering away in the noise and the fumes, like he's trying to disappear inside his own little world. But the twins, they're something else.
Unnervingly vacant, they were described as, always lurking around with this unsettling laughter. It gives me the chills just thinking about it.
Like something straight out of a horror movie. And for our narrator, this isn't just a temporary thing. This is their new normal, this constant unease. They even started sleeping with earplugs, only to be jolted awake by these blood-curdling screams in the middle of the night.
You're talking about living in a constant state of hypervigilance. The body's stress response is stuck on overdrive. Insomnia, anxiety, you name it. And remember, this isn't a one-time thing. This is their daily existence now.
It really makes you think, the scariest thing isn't always the potential for physical harm. It's that psychological toll, that constant knot of fear, never knowing when it's going to erupt.
Exactly. Our homes are supposed to be our sanctuaries. When that sense of safety is violated, it's deeply disturbing, to say the least. And for our narrator, it's about to get much, much worse.
Because this isn't just about bad vibes and sleepless nights. This is where things escalate. I mean, we're talking full-blown nightmare fuel.
Often these situations are just symptoms of larger societal issues, something we'll dig into a bit later.
And it all comes to a head with a party. But not just any party. We're talking the kind of raucous gathering that makes you glad you weren't invited. We're talking music that's not just loud, it's practically rattling the teeth out of your skull.
It really highlights that loss of control, doesn't it? You're trying to find peace in your own home, and it's under siege.
Exactly. No escape from it. They're at their wits' end and decide, that's it. I'm going over there.
Always a pivotal moment, isn't it? That building frustration boils over.
And here's where it gets extra unsettling. The narrator mentions grabbing gardening shears before heading next door. Gardening shears.
Speaks volumes about the level of fear they're dealing with, doesn't it? That need to feel protected, even for a conversation.
Thankfully, it doesn't come to that. But the confrontation just ramps up the fear factor. They're threatened, told they'll never get a moment's peace.
And then the twist, the camper's gone, disappeared.
Vanished. You'd think, problem solved, right? Except our narrator, they're left with this awful feeling. They describe it as a lingering presence, those eyes still watching.
Psychologically, that's even more terrifying. That feeling of being hunted, never being able to relax, the threat's gone, but the fear remains.
And haven't we all felt something similar? That unease that sticks around even when you know you're safe. Like that last scene of a horror movie, the lights are out, but you still feel it.
Exactly. Our brains are wired to watch out for danger, right? Sometimes that wariness just hangs on tight. In this case, they're dealing with the aftermath of a very real threat, so no wonder their peace of mind is gone.
So does it ever come back, that feeling of safety?
Sadly, no. This dread, this feeling of being watched, it just eats away at them, and it builds to this terrifying climax.
So the camper's gone, but that feeling, that dread, it's still there. What happens? What finally breaks the tension?
Well, it's a chilling turn of events. Picture our narrator at home, trying to feel normal again. Maybe they're making dinner, who knows, when they hear something outside, a noise, they look out the window, and there, by the shed, one of the twins just lurking there.
Oh, no.
and in their hand, what looks like a knife.
It's like their worst fear coming true.
Yeah.
The nightmare's back.
Exactly. It validates all that anxiety they've been feeling. Remember that what if feeling we talked about? That anticipatory anxiety. Well, this is where it turns into full-blown terror.
Our narrator does the right thing, calls 911, gets out of there, goes to a neighbor's.
Smart move. They acted fast, even when they were terrified. That's not easy to do.
The police catch the twin trying to break into the shed, but the damage is done.
Of course, the sense of security is shattered.
Completely. They talk about getting security cameras, reinforcing doors, windows. Their home's a fortress now.
Understandable. That's how trauma can manifest. It's not just the event itself, it's the lasting impact on how safe you feel.
And it's heartbreaking, really. They even mention sleeping with a baseball bat next to the bed. The nightmare next door might be over, but those scars, those emotional scars, they run deep.
What's even more tragic is that this whole situation exposes a much bigger problem, a systemic one. The narrator, they called the police multiple times before, but nothing really changed.
It makes you think about the limits of how we deal with these problems, you know? Like, sometimes traditional law enforcement just isn't enough.
Exactly. When we don't address the root causes, whether it's mental health, addiction, lack of support, it creates this vicious cycle that leaves everyone vulnerable. The people involved, the community, everyone.
It makes you wonder, what can we do? How can we build communities where people feel safe, supported, empowered? How do we address these issues before they escalate into something terrifying?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's a complex issue, no easy answers. We need better access to mental health resources, addiction services. We need more understanding, more empathy. And maybe, just maybe, we need to rethink how we approach law enforcement in these situations.
It's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
This deep dive has definitely given us a lot to think about.
It has.
But if there's one thing to take away, it's the importance of empathy and awareness.
Couldn't agree more. Behind every unsettling story, every chilling anecdote, there are real people struggling with real problems.
Absolutely. So let's all try to be a little kinder, a little more understanding, a little more proactive in building communities where everyone feels safe and supported.
I like that.
Well said. And this story, as disturbing as it is, reminds us these issues can happen anywhere. It's a call to action for all of us. Be aware, be engaged, be compassionate members of your community. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.